Welcome everyone to the Battle Cats podcast, where we talk about everything Pokemon Go, Go Battle League, and finally Pokemon Unite, because it is out. And Caleb and I just finished a solid, sweaty, about an hour and a half ranked session in Pokemon Unite, and we climbed a bit too, which is awesome. But yeah. Caleb, how you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. We only dropped one game too, and
yeah,
I'll take the fault for that one because I scored 0 points.
And you're like, I didn't score. I'm like, okay.
I didn't score. I didn't score. I didn't kill a lot. It was a rough game, but you know what? We made it up for it in the other ones, and my Charizard skills are not on point yet for Unite, but it's okay.
It's all fine. Today in this episode, you guys can look forward to the Go Fest, what our thoughts were about it, Ultra Unlock, we're going to break that down for you, GBL Season 8, what we have left, the dates, maybe some teams that we're running, and then we're going to talk about Unite for the second half of this. If you guys are enjoying Unite, be sure to listen to that. But yeah, how did Go Fest go?
It was good. So I'm pulling up the shinies I got. So I will say I didn't get anything absolutely amazing from GoFest, but it was a good time. Met up. I was mostly with one of my locals as well as Auburn and Palmer. So the people that GBL will know. Auburn for sure. He's always on leaderboards. And then Palmer's, he was a guest on our podcast before too. So it was a good time. The first two hours or something, I didn't get like a single shiny. I was like, I didn't have a single shiny even up till the first jungle hour.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wild.
But I was walking with Palmer's up and he's just like, oh, I just got a shiny dino. I was like, what? I was like, isn't that rare? He's like, oh, really? I was like, I don't know. But then it just started raining shinies on me for the second ocean hour. My first hour was ocean. The second ocean hour, we were just like, ocean hour is nothing too special, just like Frillish from incense maybe. And so we just went to get some food. We're just on like two Pokestops, like really not a lot of spawns and just the incense. And
yeah,
like every few minutes, I was like, I had like back-to-back shinies. So I was just showing Palmer's like, look, it's new shiny. but that second ocean hour was good for me. But yeah, nothing like no Shundos or no Hundo legendaries or anything like that from the second day. But it was a fun time for the most part. Yeah. What about you?
It was good. Played from home, because the heat wave here in England started then, and we didn't want to take the kids out during that, so we just did Go Fest, which was fine. I got a lot of unique shinies that were ones that I needed,
okay,
which is nice. Cool. But I mean, when I say a lot, like five, it did not make it rain. I think I got 7 shinies overall. But it was fun. I mean, obviously, when you just play on incense alone, I don't have any Pokestops at my house. You know, I got parks nearby, but it's so hot out, we're not going to take our kids out. For anyone wondering,
yeah.
I got 2 under 2. So, yeah, you don't want to take them out in that. And but it was fun. Wife and I got a ton of shiny. She got a shiny Dino. And what's hilarious is she wasn't really checking. Like, my wife is a very casual player. And so she should just casually just look at her phone while it's on the table and just check it. And she got she's like, oh, a green dinosaur. I'm like, get out of here. Get out of here. I've been wanting this thing so bad. She only caught 2 dinos through the 2 days on incense.
Wow.
Which is 50%. Crazy. She got a shiny, she got a 50% chance shiny. I saw 21. I caught 21, which... And I didn't get a shiny, so but that was the one I really wanted. But I'm sure I think you definitely beat me in all categories.
Well, I don't know about best shiny. Maybe the other ones.
I checked the IVs; they're all terrible.
Well, I mean, like good rank ones or really rare ones. You get a shiny unknown because those are like almost non-existent.
No. Okay, I got shiny unknowns last year.
Oh, nice. That's actually really good. I only have 1 shiny unknown lifetime. Oh,
okay. I think I got 2 last year.
Shiny unknowns, yeah. Yeah, I got a total of 29 shinies and then a decent amount of unique ones. I think my favorite, I actually hatched a shiny Wyandotte, which is kind of interesting.
Hmm.
I'm not sure which one. My favorite is probably the Chimecho has a really good looking shiny. I do like that one.
Yeah. I really liked Audino. I got Audino.
Audino's good too. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did get my first shiny Scroopy, even though that's been out for a while, but that was nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I wish I got that. I got,
got a nice color.
Sock was my first shiny that I got. That was a new yes. one for me.
Did you get throw?
No, I didn't.
So I'm the other way around. I didn't get throw. I didn't get sock, but I got two throws.
Nice. Yeah. And then Woobat, I think, was my other unique one that I got, which was is cool. Nice.
You know, it's kind of ironic too. Sock is like a local spawn for you all, right?
I want to say yes.
Throw's a local spawn for me.
So okay, so then it's definitely a local spawn. Yeah.
Yeah. That's unfortunate because, you know, we both have shinies of the ones that like can still be shiny locally. Yeah. But not the other one. But
that's all right. But yeah, I think the event went well. There's no makeup event, everyone.
Yep.
There's no makeup event because it went really well. So huge kudos to the team over there at Niantic and making sure everything ran pretty smoothly. And everyone had from what I saw all over social media, everyone was having a good time. So
yeah, it was good. There was a lot of things that are good for XLs, which is nice, especially for the legendaries too. My main feedback, I like the overall experience. I think if we're to like try to improve it, I think there's probably three main things. The first one is, you know how we get unlocked the bonus for the hour if you catch a certain amount or whatever, or bury enough? I kind of wish they just unlocked it for the full hour. Like, it was really weird to, like, drop a star piece with, like, 40 minutes left, right?
Yeah.
And you're just like, I guess I could drop
the
two.
Second one, yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird. And just, like, it's the timing's weird. Like, why? Like, it's 40 minutes is kind of short already, right? What's some extra dust for, like, an extra 20 minutes, right?
Yeah,
But I guess they want us to unlock stuff. Maybe like we should be unlocking stuff for the next hour, maybe, you know, yeah. So we get it for the next one. But yeah. We did have something similar last year too, so I guess they're just going off of that model.
Yeah.
I remember last year they had the rockets, which were kind of fun, like all the different rockets. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot to do on day two. Whereas this year, day two, spawns were nice, but most people were focused on raids. But I think this goes to my third point is the raid timers were kind of weird. It was like a 15-minute egg time and 20-minute raid time, I think.
Yeah.
But the raid times were kind of so short. Like, I was like, we were like always crunched to like make the next raid or like even join a raid remotely because someone's like, I got a raid here. But I'm like, okay, can you do our Dialga first and then we'll do your Dialga? And they're like, maybe like I only have 5 minutes on my Dialga, but we could do yours because you don't have 3 minutes, right? It's just like,
yeah,
you know, I think maybe the 20-minute timer is fine. I think maybe you have to get rid of the eggs completely and they'll just like, raid after raid.
They just spawn. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
it's
once like, 20
it's
minutes
like raid
up.
Hour.
Exactly. Once raid is done in that gym for 20 minutes, they just spawn another raid there 20 minutes later. Right.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, I was thinking initially, I was like, what would they just do, like, for the full hour? All the gyms are just that one Pokemon. But then the issue is, like, for rural players, if they only have, like, three gyms next to them, they go and do three raids in the full hour. Right. If they, like, just reset every 20 minutes, then they could do even more raids, which I think is good for everyone. Right. People could do, people don't have to wait for the egg timer, and Niantic could make more money from the passes, you know?
Yeah.
But
that's some good feedback. My wife was doing raids because I had a feeling that, because I need Dialga pretty bad.
Yep.
I had a feeling that Dialga was either going to come after this event because of the time and space stuff.
Yeah.
Or when Shining Pearl and Brilliant Diamond come out at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure trying to cram in some raids right here for Dialga isn't worth it because I'd love to try to get a Shundo if I'm going to put money into Dialga raids. So I decided not to raid and let my wife raid. And she was going crazy. She was like, getting everything because she missed a lot of legendaries from back in the day.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So she's
make
you know,
up for lost time.
Basically Pokedex and a lot of stuff, which was awesome.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But yeah, nice. GoFest, I think it was good.
And for the price too, we got a lot of value out of it.
Yeah.
We got a lot of free remote raids as well as regular raid passes, so it was good. I'm sure a lot of people spent decent money for remote raids too, but I think it was fine. If they're into that kind of stuff, it was kind of interesting because I know some friends that were like trying to do like raid hour at, or like GoFest raid day with like Asia and Europe and like, you know, North America. It was wild. They're just like raiding all day long for like a solid 24-hour period. But
yeah,
that's what you gotta do if you're on the grind.
You gotta. But because of GoFest, we all did so well. We have unlocked the Ultra Unlocks Part 1 and 2, and we'll find out Part 3 later.
Yes. Part 3 is going to be an interesting one. I think we expected the legendaries for part 1 and 2 at least.
Yeah. So you want to give us the dates and times on that?
Yes, can do. So it's actually starting, it starts tomorrow actually. Yeah. So we're recording this
today. It starts today. It's starting now.
Yeah, because we're recording this on Thursday. It was this podcast dropping on Friday.
Yeah.
Ultra Unlock Part 1, time from July 23rd, 10 a.m. local time to Friday, August 6th, 10 a.m. local time. So a full week, actually a little over a week. We have unlocked a few things. First and foremost, we got Dialga, but also shiny Dialga. I thought we were going to get the shiny Dialga and Palkia like when they were releasing the remakes of the game, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought we were going to get these in the raids, but maybe they bring back the shiny. So we're getting shiny and these, so it's really nice.
Yeah.
And it's a cool looking shiny. It looks a little different, but I'm cool with it. It's like a greenish teal. And then they have, you know, a bunch of things in raids, but appear in the wild. Shiny Kranidos, new shiny. Shiny Shieldon, new shiny. Oh, I forgot to mention Unknown U is also coming in raids for that week. Baltoy's coming out. That's not a new shiny, I think.
No, the rest of those are not new shiny. It's just Kranidos and Shieldon.
Right.
And the big one for like Kranidos for raids, Shieldon for PvP.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Claydol, Baltoy, Claydol, it's okay. Maybe some limited metas in Sylph or open or like GBL limited metas might be okay. We got Kabuto, Omanyte, Porygon, Voltorb, and more. This kind of reminds me a lot of the Fossil Week or Adventure Week in the past, where it was like kind of a bunch of fossil Pokemon.
Yeah.
Hatched from 7Ks, Kabuto, Omanyte, Aerodactyl, Crandle, Shieldon, Lilip, and Anorith. Lilip can be an interesting one to build XLs for. So there's a weird move for Lilip, which is Bullet Seed. But it's not actually something you can lead TM. So you have to be one of the few lucky people that caught a Lilip that had Bullet Seed for like a short, like, I don't know, 12-hour, 24-hour period before they like patched it and took it out of the game.
Yeah.
But if you have that Lilip with Bullet Seed, it's really good if you can XL it. So you, like 100% IVs is what you need to XL it to level 51 in Great League. But if you have like a hundo or near a hundo Bullet Seed Lilip, maybe you can find someone to lucky trade it to you and you can get that close to 50. It's actually really strong apparently.
Okay.
It's got a lot of bulk and that Bullet Seed. I think Kakuna Matata, the creator of P-Poke, was talking about how good it is. One time, but it's a hard grind, which is why you never see people with it, because one, I don't know how you get the XLs for Lilip unless you have them locally spawning, but not near me at least. And then you have to have the Bullet Seed one, and you have to have a high IV one. So it's
there's one person on planet Earth that has it.
I think Linden actually leads
against a Medicham.
Linden Ryu, one of our previous guests too, he has like a 98% Bullet Seed Lilip, I think.
Oh wow,
it's kind of wild. It's actually not completely surprising, because if you caught a good IV Lilip during that 1 or 2 days, you're not going to just save it, right? You're like, oh, this high IV is 98, why would I transfer that? And you find out later, wow, that actually came in really handy. But you could also do XL Cradily for Ultra League. You also need a hundo for that to hit the 2500. It's not that great in my opinion based off of Sims and stuff, but I know people like Dijon are going to swear by it. So anyway, spice picks for hatching Lilips. Just want to break that down for you all. And then we'll have for the rest of the event, there's a limited time research as usual. And there'll be different field research tasks through Pokestops. But the big ones are really shiny Dialga, shiny Shieldon, and shiny Kranidos. I think those are the big ones that people are probably looking for.
There's another one that I thought might be worth. I don't know what the combat power is going to be, but a Golurk.
Oh, yes.
It's in raids. And right now, if you have the only way you can get a Golurk for Great League is trading it. Because if you hatched one and you evolve it, it's above 1500.
Right.
So if you don't, a lot of people don't have Golurks to trade or even kept it. So it's hard to get a trade. It's in a 3-star raid, so it might be available under 1500 combat power, which I think would be awesome. I'm definitely going to do a couple raids, at least one, so I have it no matter what the IVs are.
Yeah,
for Great League.
It's got some interesting typing too with ground and ghost.
Yeah, and Halloween Cup, I think, is where it kind of really put in some work, and we have Halloween coming up soon, so maybe we'll see Halloween Cup again.
True.
Like, I'm connecting the dots here for everyone. So do a 3-star Golurk raid, so that way when a video drops of Caleb and I's teams for Halloween Cup and you're wishing you did the raid, it's just, you just need one. Don't worry about the IVs. IVs aren't as important as everyone thinks. Just get one. Just get one.
Always one you can swap too. I do save my I forgot what the pre-evolution was of it, but I do save
Golet.
The Golets. Yeah, I do save them for swapping with friends too to try to get PvP IVs.
Yeah.
So definitely a good one.
Yeah.
Now
part two.
Part two
is lackluster.
Yeah.
I mean, shiny wise, it's cool, but it's not a lot of PvP stuff, if I'm being honest, looking at the roster here. Now there is, it says and more when it comes to wild spawns, so there could be other great stuff.
Yeah, I feel like the good stuff would be already included, but I could be wrong.
I mean, the only thing, okay, so we get Palkia, right? Mm-hmm. So Ultra Unlock 2 is part 2 is space. It's going to be August 6th, 10 a.m. local to Tuesday, August 17th, 8 p.m. local.
Mm-hmm.
Palkia is going to be the raid boss. It comes with a shiny. Both Palkia and Dialga are fantastic for Master League and Master League Classic. Not so hot in Ultra League, so don't try to force that. There's other better legendary options there. But when it comes to appearing in raids, we got Alakazam, Kangaskhan, Heracross for tier 3. Heracross is going to get a shiny form, and it's from what
it's
I can see,
it already has one, but it's
it does.
I actually didn't realize that until I saw the graphic.
I didn't realize that because it says new shiny debut.
Which is just Heracross, right?
Basically there's not a lot to write home about. No. I mean, Kangaskhan, if you don't have one, because it is a regional, it's pretty spicy and solid in Kanto Cup. If I'm being honest, I had fun using it. I did a triple normal team. I think it was like Pidgeot, Snorlax, and Kangaskhan, and it was Alolan Marowak did not like me.
pre-Pidgeot ban.
Yeah. There's Unknown as well for 1-star raids, but then the rest of it, Basculins, Shellos, like this is some Pokedex kind of stuff. When it comes to Go Battle League with the movesets here, nothing's really hitting home other than Wild Spawn Clefairy. So if you need XL candy or you need a Great League Clefable, that'll be nice. But outside of that, I'm honestly like, yeah, it's just shiny event for me, basically.
Yep. I forgot to mention this too. I said 1 week for part one. It's actually 2 weeks, same as part two. Yeah. So they're both 2 week events, which is nice. But yeah, you know, maybe take the second part a little bit more chill outside of Palkia raids. Palkia is obviously very good for Master League, so definitely something to build up. Other than that, I don't know. Oh well, they are bringing heat. They're swapping back, or not swapping back, but they're bringing back Heatmore and Durant into the wild now, because right now they're both regionals, but they swapped.
Right.
So if you're missing those regionals, maybe something to get. But other than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's regional, shiny, like it's collection stuff. Yep. The PvP part of the Go Battle League part of it is definitely part one, which is starting now. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Thriller. I'm probably going to grind a little bit harder for the first part, so I'm cool with taking a chill the second part.
Yeah.
A little unfortunate that Heracross is locked behind raids for shinies, but
yeah,
I guess it's an incentive to raid.
I'm not too worried about it. I love getting off event shinies. That's like my personal favorite. Like,
right.
Getting a wild spawn. There's no event. It's not a part of the event, and you just get that shiny because it's a lot harder to get it that way. Yeah. I personally like getting my shinies like that, other than the legendaries, right? Like at this locked behind the raid, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and I don't like trading for shinies either.
Yeah, I don't either. If I could get it myself, like,
yeah.
Register.
But we have a part three, which we don't know any information about other than the date, which is going to be Friday, August 20th. at 10 a.m. local to Tuesday, August 31st. So that's looking to be like 11 days instead of 2 weeks. My guess is going to do something with Hoopa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I know it's not a part of this gen.
Yeah.
But it's Hoopa was in the loading screen. It was all over GoFest.
I'm thinking more like Arceus, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, is it Arceus because it goes with the gen?
Yeah.
But then that misses a big opportunity. Well, I guess it allows them to introduce Arceus and then the shiny form for January.
Yeah, or some other time.
But then there's the Hoopa stuff just staring in our face. So I'm going to go off the grid and kind of go with Hoopa.
Okay.
Even though it's a different gen.
I'm going with the safe pick Arceus, but let's see
Arceus. All right.
Hoopa's a weird looking Pokemon.
When
I saw an image of that, I was like, this doesn't look like a Pokemon. This looks like a
Digimon. I'm going to be honest, because I haven't played the main series games when it comes to these mid tiers. So like Gen 5, Gen 6.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know the moves, what they can do. Like I'm a Gen 1, 2, 3 player in Alola. Like that's what I played. So I'm hoping Hoopa, I talked about in my video, I'm hoping Hoopa has kind of like that power move set where it can be used in Great League, kind of like Mew can, because I don't want to spend a ton of Stardust and candy to power it up for Master League.
That is fair.
I'd love it for it to be good in Great League. I'll just keep it there.
So there are some preliminary stats and move sets on Game Press for Hoopa. So there's a Hoopa Unbound and a Hoopa Confined. I don't really understand the difference, but they do look kind of different.
Yeah.
But so for the Hoopa Confined, its max CP is... What is this max CP? Oh, 3797 at level 50. Interesting. Wow. So it's actually kind of big. But at level 15 is 1439. So yeah, interesting. I guess it doesn't have any movesets actually listed. So I guess
I'm curious what it's Ghost, gonna get.
Ghost Psychic is the confined version. Dark Psychic is the unbound version. So they actually have different typings, which is even more interesting. Yeah.
Get your Umbreons ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghost Psychic. Oh my gosh.
So
Ghost
Psychic
is gonna melt to dark types.
Yeah. So that's the Ultra Unlocks. A lot of cool, something a lot of us have been waiting for. Other than like Defense Form Deoxys, which the whole Go Battle League community wanted desperately.
Right.
The next was Dialga raids, especially for me personally, because Go Battle League wasn't out when Dialga was out. So I didn't really raid it hard. I got like 4 Dialgas and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm excited to finally get one built. And then Palkia I just need candy for because I have a hundo.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have the hundo for either of them. So I'm kind of like, no matter what, I have something to gain from this event, even if they didn't have shinies, right? So.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it should be good.
Okay, so season 8. We're still like in the thick of it.
We are. We are approaching the latter half, though. The season ends on... actually still over a month away.
we got a while. We're currently in Great League and Great League Remix, which I've been personally basically playing Remix only because I love using unique stuff, because Great League is always going to keep coming back.
Yes,
but Great League Remix may not, so I want to enjoy it in the time. And then next week we have Ultra League and Ultra League Remix, which is going to be interesting. So no Premier Cup. It's just going to be Ultra League and Ultra League Remix. It's going to ban the top 20 Pokemon used in the Ultra League. So if you want to play in that, go for it. Me personally, the bans like target my whole roster. So
again, we can quickly cover the bans in case people don't know it. But
sure,
lot of affordable stuff, which is unfortunate because stuff like Jellicent and G-Fisk are not banned, as well as Alolan Ninetales, even though they are easily the powerhouses of Ultra League Premier. Galvantula as well, not banned. But here are the bans. which unfortunately are very affordable cheap picks. Yeah. a lot of them.
Which is why Venusaur, I said my whole roster is gone.
Yep. Venusaur, Charizard, Clefable could be expensive if you go XL, but you don't have to. Poliwrath, Alolan Muk, Gyarados, Lapras, Articuno, Umbreon, Scizor, Swampert, Registeel, Empoleon, Togekiss, Giratina Altered Form, not the Origin Form, Cresselia, Excavalier, Talonflame, Melmetal, and Obstagoon. So there's a lot of really pricey things still left in the meta, unfortunately. And a lot of the cheap picks are gone.
Yeah.
A lot of the legendaries are actually pretty cheap to make because they don't take a lot to power up. You know, you
yeah, the legendaries are going to be cheaper than an XL Pokemon.
Yep.
So
yeah,
my first thoughts on that is just knowing when it comes to Ultra League, I am not an XL contender.
Yep.
So I'm playing just normal Ultra League. I have teams for that. None of my Pokemon are banned. That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
As for Ultra League Remix, it's going to be XL heavy. If you guys thought Premier Cup was XL yeah. heavy, Ultra Remix, especially if you're playing higher in the rankings.
Yep.
You know, you play at 26, 27, 28, it's going to be XL city. So you better be able to go toe-to-toe with that with your own XLs or something. But
let me just explain to you how strong XLs are. In the top 14 ranked Ultra League Remix mons,
go 30.
Well, okay. Well, we'll just do first 14 so you can understand. Okay. Only two of them are not XL'd,
but they're legendaries.
They're legendaries. Yeah, it's because you don't need to XL them. It's Regirocket and Giratina Origin.
Yeah. So top 14 are legendary and XL.
Yeah. Top 30, you actually have some interesting stuff that isn't XL. Genesect Burn is like in there for 30, which is kind of weird.
Weird. Okay.
But you got Shadow Flygon, Shadow Snorlax. So there's actually a decent amount of non-XL in the top 30. But yeah. The top 14, though, there's only two that aren't.
And yeah, so it's going to be XL City. So. Yeah. I imagine a lot of us, which will be good, a lot of us will be in Open Ultra. And if you're not a player that's been in Open Ultra, just have counters for Giratina and Cresselia. Like, focus focus your teams around making sure you can handle that, because a lot of people build around that. I build around Cresselia, and other people build around Giratina. So if you can handle that, you're off to a good start.
Yeah, Cress is very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so very, very pricey, situation we got here. And honestly, Ultra League Remix, I feel like it's going to be more top heavy than Great League Remix, you know, cause in Great League Remix, you got stuff like Diggersby, expensive and XL'd, but you got a lot of checks to it, right? You got fighters, you got waters.
And it's cost effective. Like,
yeah, they're cost effective.
There's so many things. Like, you could use your Sirfetch'd. You know, that you had in Great League, and that puts in work against Diggersby. So
the things that beat G-Fist, though, a whole different ball game. You got Machamp. I'm looking at the top ranked things that aren't excelled. Literally, it's just Machamp. I'm down to like, I'm down to 30. Okay, I think Flygon 29th is Shadow Flygon, not even regular Flygon. Shadow Flygon is the only thing other than Machamp that could beat G-Fizz in the top 30 ranked. That's not XL'd. That's not XL'd. Here's the thing. G-Fizz is so strong, it beats Scrafty shields down, going straight Earthquakes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you go straight Earthquake shields down, but Scrafty, like you can't, like Scrafty cannot beat G-Fizz without a shield, which is, that's how strong it is. And so that's unfortunately, you know, Diggersby's ranked really high in Great League Remix. Lots of ways to check it. G-Fizz on the hand, ooh, yikes. It's tough. It is tough. And honestly, a lot of the checks to it, like, are like XL Jolson and XL Politoed. Like, it's pricey to check it. So, you know, just be aware of what you're getting yourself into when you go Ultra League Remix. I don't want to turn anyone off because some people may have the resources or people are down for the challenge.
Oh, for sure. If you got the stuff, go for it. But yeah.
But I'm not going to see, I doubt we're going to see a lot of people high on the leaderboards running Ultra League Remix without any XL. It'd be a fun challenge, to be honest, but it's going to be tough. I mean, they'd probably be running like Machamp with like Regirock and Giratina Origin or something, you know, but those are still pricey. Yeah.
But yeah, that's Go Battle League. Yeah, that's what's coming up. Yep. Now, Caleb, Unite.
It's that time.
It's
that time.
Oh my goodness, everyone.
It is that time.
I'm sure you've seen all over, if you've been on social media or Twitch or YouTube, Pokemon Unite is like a storm coming through right now. And rightfully so. It's a ton of fun.
A lot of fun.
I was just telling Caleb before we played this morning, some of my childhood friends reached out to me and we played this morning. We haven't played video games together in a long time. And we all just came together to play Unite. And they had a blast. It was great.
Yeah.
It's free to play. It's on the Nintendo Switch. If you've been listening to our podcast, you know this already just from listening. But Caleb and I played ranked this morning. We did it on Twitch as well, so if you guys want to watch, go back and watch the live stream. It was pretty fun. I don't know how many games we played. I want to say like 7?
Yeah, they went by quick though.
They went by quick. I want to say we played 7 games. We won 6 and lost 1 in ranked play. Doing pretty good. How do you feel so far about Unite? Like the gameplay and the Pokemon and all that stuff?
Love it. I love it. It's, you know, I thought I wasn't going to be a huge fan of only 10-minute games and stuff, but it flows well. And honestly, like, if you're losing by the 7-minute mark, 8-minute mark, you're not going to win by the 30-minute mark either. You know, even if it's a 30-minute game, like, you might as well just let the suffering end at 10 minutes. But it's fun. I thought the point scoring thing would be a little bit weird because, you know, usually in MOBAs, you just try and take out the enemy opponents in their base. But it adds a very interesting element to it, which is nice. You know, it adds a different layer of strategy to it. And the customization is actually cool too. You know, there's the item you can use that's like ability, like the potions and stuff, but you also have the like held items that you can hold up to from 0 to 3, which also allows you to customize. And there's already a skill curve, which is nice too.
Oh yeah.
You know, you can tell when you're, cause I was playing with some of my friends yesterday and this is the first MOBA, right? So it's, it was really tough for them at first, right? But then they start getting the hang of it and we start, you know, getting that teamwork. It's like really satisfying, right? Especially when you're playing with a squad. And there's some people that just are really good, you know. And you just can't do anything about it, and that's kind of part of it. But a lot of fun. I'm looking at Twitch right now, so probably the biggest streaming platform. Pokemon Go right now has 1,300 live viewers. Pokemon Sword and Shield has 1,400 live viewers. Pokemon the Trading Card Game has 1,300 live viewers. Pokemon Unite has 135,000 live viewers. Like, it's like over 10 times more than these other games. Yeah. It's actually quite wild. It's almost actually 100 times more than other games.
And what the crazy thing is too, is you out the gate, you can create private lobbies and private games, which means there's tournaments.
Yes.
And there are tournaments
this month already that we know of, you know?
Yeah. And that's just the ones we know of.
Yeah. One this weekend and one the last weekend too. I'll be doing my Silph Continentals thing at that time, but I'll be watching that tournament while between battles, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be fun. So what's your favorite Pokemon so far to use?
Dude, Zeraora, I mean, it's really strong, but it's also it's a mythical cat Pokemon. Like, you can't go wrong.
It's your spirit Pokemon right now.
Exactly. And it's like a carry, you know, ganker. Like, it's got everything, you know?
Yeah.
It's so fun to play. And it gives you, I like Pokemon that gives you a lot of mobility as well. And you can like really, you know, burst down a lot of damage, which is nice. Charizard's fun to play if you get it going, but it's really tough early game. You know, any Pokemon that have like different stage evolutions are kind of tough because you have to build them up to that final stage. Same thing with Machamp. I played some games last night with Machamp because some of my friends were playing Zeraora, and it was fine too. Machamp is strong if you get it going.
Yes.
You were saying this earlier, but the highest like ranked player
the
right
highest
now,
ranked only, play in the world.
Camp, yeah.
Yeah. He has a 94% win rate. Yep. He's done 61 ranked games and it's all been Machamp.
Yes. Yes. Honestly too, let's think about it this way. There's 135,000 viewers for Pokemon Unite right now. That's before mobile version even drops.
Yes.
Once a mobile version drops and more people, because I think a lot of our audience, not
are
all,
mobile.
But yeah, are mobile, right? And maybe Pokemon Go is like the first game they really took seriously too as a game too. Who knows?
Yeah.
But once it's accessible to everyone, oh man, it's going to be good.
It's so much fun. And trust me guys, from playing it, is so good. And what's great too is you may be thinking, okay, cool. Well, maybe I'm not great at MOBAs. Or I haven't played it before. The game kind of teaches you as you go. And then when you watch creators like on Twitch or whatever, you can kind of see what they do. But it's got a flow to it. On top of that, the game's never over till it's over. Because there's a boss called Zapdos. You guys know Zapdos, the legendary Pokemon. In game, it's a boss that if you beat it, everyone on your team gets points to cap. The bases, when you go to the opponent's bases, they're instant cap and double points. So theoretically, you could get Zapdos. Maybe you win a team fight, get Zapdos, and you could go get 500 points and just win the game just because of that. So many games are won and lost because of Zapdos. It doesn't matter how the laning phase went. It's all about that end game stuff. So never like give up because you could come over. And you may be saying, well, you know, my teammates are terrible. That I've had that happen. I did it on live stream. My teammates were garbage and I was Venusaur and I just sat in the bushes and watched Zapdos and then I solar beamed it and stole it. My teammates were at their base just dunking their 8 points or whatever. And then everyone had 50 and we all scored and won the game. And they were like spawn camping us. It was that bad. And I just sniped it with a solar beam from Venusaur. I was like, oh, this is great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday I played a game where it really was over before I even zap. Our final points were like 100 and 1,000 something. So.
Yeah, if they, that's the other thing too. If they keep the pressure up and know how to stop you from getting Zapdos and they get it themselves, then if they've been beating you in lane and they get Zapdos, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have let us have Zapdos and we still wouldn't have come back. they were like 4 or 5 levels ahead of us. It was wild.
Yeah.
But it was only good.
But that's a good thing. It's only 10 minutes and it goes by quick.
Yeah. I'm actually curious how the tournament format works.
Yeah.
Because like, is it just a single game, single elimination after one game of 10 minutes? I feel like you should play like at least 2 or 3 games or a best of 3 maybe. Because
I
mean, things can really snowball really wildly if you make a good play early on, especially in close game in terms of skill level, you know.
Yeah,
I wonder how that's going to go. I know in like big MOBA tournaments they do like best of like 7 or something like that, best of 5 in like the finals and stuff, but I don't know in the early stages how they do that. But I also haven't done spectator mode yet. I'm curious how that looks.
There's spectator mode.
I don't know. I kind of just assume so if they're doing tournaments. Maybe there
let
isn't
me see.
I wonder if there is. That would be really important.
I still have the game up right now because I was wanting to play a game or two after we record.
You know?
Oh, there's also, by the way, there's not just the 5v5. So there's your standard, casual, standard 5v5. There's ranked, which is going to be 5v5. And then there's quick games.
Yes.
And there's 4v4. And there's two different maps. I think, there's Myrrh Stadium and Shavir City. And those are 5 minutes. So, you know, it's what's awesome too on standard is there's Pokemon that you can use that rotate daily. Mm-hmm. So like yesterday, Cinderace wasn't available, but today I did some standard with some buddies of mine and Cinderace was available. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'll try this thing out. I love it. I'm going to get it when I get enough coins, you know?
Nice.
So there's so much to this, and it's not the other thing too is people may be wondering pay to win. It's not
Some people are saying that, but I you have to unlock 5 Pokemon to play ranked, like not including the temporary ones.
And
I unlocked all 5 in less than a day. You know, like
much stuff. On top of that, the battle pass is the one that people are saying might be pay to win because it's a battle pass, right?
What does a battle pass do specifically? I didn't look.
Typically, a battle pass from a game is something you pay money to get into, and it gives you rewards. And sometimes those rewards affect gameplay.
Okay.
This battle pass has cosmetic rewards and gameplay rewards. But the thing is, the gameplay rewards are free. So you can when you log into the game, you have a free battle pass. If you get the paid version, you get cosmetic stuff.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and keep in mind too, this is a free game, everyone. You know, like they gotta make money somehow.
It's a free game.
If you want to pay for skins, like
yeah. And I was saying, because I was telling my friend, because he's a very big League of Legends player.
Yep.
So he's like, oh, it's pay to win. I'm like, no, it's not. And I explained the reasoning. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, I don't have any extra money right now that I want to spend on video games. I'm like, that's fine. It's free. And he's like, yep. Oh. And he's like, well, what about, what was the other thing he said? What about like my opponents if they bought, because he said, is there items? And I said, yeah, it's pre-game items that you load up. And he's like, okay, well, what if I don't have any of those? I'm like, that's fine. You never really notice if your opponents have pre-game items or not. It's all about skill. Like, that's why I said, like, someone could put $1,000 into this game, buy out the battle pass, buy everything they could and max out items, but they also have to be good at the game. They could be garbage, you know? Mm-hmm. So money isn't gonna, skill really overtakes in this game, which is great.
Absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, like, you'll get the items eventually, you know?
Yeah, like, I put some money into the game because I wanted to buy some of the characters early to play them, like Greninja and Krustle. But I'm still holding on to some of the coins because I'm just going to hold on and see what happens.
Yeah.
And the also cool thing, too, is so many people, you're going to hear so many stories as you play this game or talk to people in this community that this Pokemon's overpowered or that Pokemon stinks. And what I found is every Pokemon can be overpowered or stink based on the person that used it and what moves they used.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you have move options. So,
and just skill in general, you know.
And skill, yeah. So like someone saying, oh, Krustle's terrible. And I'm like, really? Because I got like a 92% win rate with Krustle in ranked. So, and they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. Well, what moves? I'm like, you know, Rock Smash and X Scissor. And it's so good.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every Pokemon has its strengths and weaknesses. So it's all up to you, the trainer, to master that, basically.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good though. I really enjoy it. I actually, now that I think about it, I don't know if there's a spectator mode or not. So I'm curious how the tournament organizers are going to do this. I wonder if maybe they all like have them stream, like some, at least have one person on each team stream their video to like a Discord channel. Maybe. Cause if they're on a voice call on Discord, right? Like that could help. Cause they probably don't want them live streaming in case like someone tries to snipe them. I don't know, but not everyone live streams. So
yeah.
Spectator mode would be really cool. I think if they don't have it, that should be like the big thing they work on for esports potential in the future, because you need a spectator mode for all these, you know, big tournaments to shoutcast and create content around and just like referee and all that stuff. So
yeah.
I here's the thing too, gameplay super smooth. Like there's like
It's silky,
minimal lag.
Yeah,
minimal.
And you
lag.
And I are on different parts of the world.
We are,
and
we're playing,
and it was fine. That's that was the other thing my friend was asking.
Yeah,
he was like, what about ping? That's it's going to be horrible. And I'm like, if I'm being honest, it's not at all. The servers are solid.
Yeah.
And this is launch servers. We're talking a floodgate.
Dude, yeah.
And it's been, I haven't really noticed anything. If anything, a screen freeze that I had earlier was my game capture, not the game itself, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you hear that there's going to be an in-person Unite tournament? In October?
I saw that. Was that with Unite Stadium?
Yes. Yeah. So Unite Stadium, part of the Go Stadium or Stadium Gaming family, they are hosting... Where do they post this? Yes. So it is Pokemon Go too, right? So it's not just Unite. So on October 16th and 17th of this later this year, they're hosting in-person... Pokemon Go tournament as well as a Unite tournament. I assume the Pokemon Go tournament is probably going to be a Sylph tournament.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the
16th. Or a stadium. They're one of their cliffhanger stuff.
Yeah, yeah, probably, depending on what's going on. My guess is they'll probably do Sylph if Sylph is in season by then, just to get a bigger crowd, but who knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be in Ohio. And so on the 16th of Saturday, they're going to have a Pokemon Go tournament. And the 17th, they're going to have a Unite tournament. Wow, in-person Unite tournament? That's going to be wild.
And I'm just thinking of like, how is that going to work?
How is that going to work? Yeah, you got to practice your squad. I mean, everyone just brings their Switch, I guess. But yeah. Yo, being in a room, like in person with your squad and like battling it out, that could be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can make it or not, but I'll try to.
We'll have to see by then. Yeah. As of right now, no.
Yeah.
Travel stuff is yeah.
Yeah, tough, no. Especially international travel.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. Start finding those Unite friends, you know. Build up that squad of five because you can't really roll in.
Caleb and I are already locking in right now. We had a good session this morning. I got good hopes for our duo right now. So we just need to find three more.
Yep.
Or probably four or five more, so we have like a 7-man roster.
Yeah, like rotating. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good with different play styles too, right? Like I think you play kind of like the utility support characters really well too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people like to pay like carry or like, you know, like all rounders, right? But supports are really helpful too. Like we played yesterday with one of my patrons and Gloss. She plays support in Dota, so she's played MOBAs before, so she went straight Eldegoss, and it was huge. You know, having a person that knows what they're doing as support is a huge game changer. Like you might not see in the final stats of the game of them killing all these people and stuff. They're not going to have that, but their impact is like
Eldegoss is so annoying to lane against because so they out sustain you. They have heals and shields, know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep
but the thing is, that's the only one that really provides healing to the group in that way.
Yep.
This is the Pokemon universe, you know?
Ooh, they're going to add some. Oh, imagine like a Chansey down the road. Bulky, but also adding health.
All kind, dude. So, oh my gosh. I can't wait for Alolan Marowak has to come to this game.
Like, oh, definitely. Especially the game design. Yeah. It's probably going to start off straight off as a little Marowak because I can't imagine it being a Cubone first and then going.
No, because it doesn't have Cubone. Yeah, it'll just be like Lucario. It'll just be Alolan Marowak.
Yeah, which is good because anything that needs evolution stages is a little bit hard to use early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But yeah.
Yeah, so we got some tournaments on the road, so we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess I do have a poll.
Yeah.
I did a poll yesterday on my YouTube channel asking, you know, obviously I love Pokemon Go. I love Go Battle League. And now I'm loving Unite. And I want to do all of it. But YouTube wasn't really liking, if that makes sense, or the audience I've built isn't going to play it. And I think that's due to not being on mobile. I think this is gated behind the Switch, which is definitely very tough. So I decided to the poll. I just wanted to get a feel, and it was kind of like 70% say they're not going to play or they haven't played it yet.
Okay.
So I just decided instead of streaming it on YouTube, I'm just going to stream on Twitch, so that the people who do want to see it can come to Twitch and watch me play it, because this is going to be something I stream like 5-6 days a week. And then YouTube is going to remain guides for Pokemon Go and Pokemon Unite. So like just got, you know, what I've been doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the poll that I did. I thought it was going to be higher. I thought a lot more people were going to convert, but then it came to the realization it's because it's not on mobile yet. And that's what everyone playing. Everyone has a phone. And I know a lot of you listening right now are probably like, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. I wish I could play. I just want it to be September. When it comes, trust me, you're going to have so much fun.
I've yet to meet someone that's played Unite as like their first MOBA ever and not like it. You know, early on there's like a learning curve, like what's going on? But then like I was playing last night with three of my friends, and all three of them have never played MOBAs before yesterday. And you know, early on we struggled, right? That was like one of the games where we went like 100 points to 1,000, right? So we're getting wrecked pretty hard. But there was one where like we really like took off, right? Especially one that like was killing it, right? And he was like, all right, this is gonna be my last game beforehand, right? Yeah. After that, he's like, yeah, I could play another one. I was like, yeah, there you go, right? Like, that's when you get him hooked, where you're like, you know, you're just going for that next game constantly, because, you know, you get the feel for the game and things are connecting, and you know, it feels good to like know what you're doing and win, right? So
yeah,
I think, like, you know, I'm not saying everyone has to give it a try, but
no, it will, I mean, obviously you don't have to, but yeah, if you're curious, whatever device you can play it on when it's available there, try it out, you know, give it a go, because it's fun, man. And what's great is, like, it's like Dory syndrome, because you'll do a game, maybe you'll get crushed, you queue up, instant queue into the next game, and you completely forget about the last one. You're in a new game now, it's all new, 10 minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. So
yeah,
I think that's gonna wrap it up for us today. It was a little short, but I mean, we only have one event to talk about.
Yeah.
Well,
like, Unite. Two events, but in the next, like, two, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, month, you know, and what half. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's I mean, hey, at least we have the next few events laid out.
Yeah. We know, might so need know. To look to probably bring some guests on for the next episode or the one after or something like that too.
Yes.
Because I don't think there's gonna be any other events through August other than these ultra unlocks.
Yeah, which is fine, they're good events, but
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, nothing new to cover.
Yeah, so hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you all next week.
Yep, have a good one.